she saw the neighbors who had some pets, and she was really jealous. She kept begging us to have a little pet. I refused. When she came to America for schooling, and she also had the same request. I also refused her request. After she started working, she called us. I answered the phone call. She told me, Daddy, I want to have a dog. I told her, 不可以. So my daughter told me, I already bought one. The reason I called you, the first reason is I respect you. Second is I want you to be prepared. So she hung up right after that. After a few minutes, she opened the door. With her dog, 1 month old, Shih Tzu dog.
这个一进来以后呢, 我们家就发生了天翻地覆的变化了。
Once the dog came to my home, and everything was changed.
这个狗, 我的女儿呢, 就成为这个狗妈妈了。
So my daughter became the dog's mom.
我的太太呢, 成为狗的外婆了。
So my wife became the dog's grandma.
我呢, 就成了狗的什么?
And of course,
外公了。
I became the grandpa.
这个狗给我们家带来了愉快。
This dog brought a lot of happiness to all of us.
但是呢, 它也给我们带来了一些麻烦。
But of course, it also brought us some trouble.
我们这个, 我这个女儿呢, 就给这个 dog, 就给这个狗呢, 就起名字叫什么? Moses.
My daughter named this dog Moses.
我们呢, 就喊她Momo。
But we nicknamed her Momo.
这个Momo非常可爱。
It's a cute dog.
这个邻居呢, 也都非常喜欢她。
The neighbors like him as well.
那么她成了我们的家的一个成员了。
Of course, he became one of our family members.
大概她3岁的时候。
And when he was about 3 years old,
有一天他突然不见了。
One day, Momo was lost.
那我们急死了, 我们就到处去找他。
We were very worried, and we went out to look for him.
我们的邻居呢, 知道以后, 那个我们邻居呢, 也在帮着找。
Once our neighbors found out, and they also helped us to look for Momo.
我们呢, 是掉了一个baby的 dog。
We lost a baby dog.
现在传传传呢, 它就变成了, I lost the baby daughter.
So after the words went out, and it became, we lost a baby daughter.
有人呢就报警了。
So somebody reported to the police department.
这个警察就到我们家来了。
So the police came to my house.
我们跟他解释完以后, 这个警察也笑起来了。
So after we explained to him, and the police was laughing.
那么我们怎么办呢? 我们还是再继续找啊。
So we continue to look for our dog.
我们就贴着那个 flyer.
We posted a lot of flyers.
上面呢有他的照片。
With his pictures.
而且还讲明有 reward.
And also explained that we will give reward.
这个天一天一天的过去了。
So day by day.
我的太太跟我的女儿一回到家呢, 就对着这个电视机, 这个电脑那个 screen, 那个 background, 那个照片呢, 就流泪。
So every day when my wife and my daughter came home from work, when they saw the dog's picture from the screen, and they always teared up.
这个日子一天一天就过了。
So day after day.
两个礼拜。
After 2 weeks.
礼拜五晚上，我们呢要去参加教会的查经班。
On a Friday night, before we went to church for Bible study.
我们刚要上车的时候呢，来的那个可能是西班牙的，有一个姐姐和弟弟。
Before we were leaving, there were a couple Hispanic brother and sister.
他们就问我，你们是不是掉了狗了？
They asked us if we lost a dog.
我说是的。
I told them yes.
他说我知道狗在什么地方。我说在什么地方？他说在我家里面。
They told me yes. I know where your dog is, and he's at my home.
我说你家里有多远？他说走路十分钟就到。
And they told us my home is about 10 minutes away from here.
我就打电话给教会。
So I called church.
今天晚上查经班呢，我晚点到。
I told them that I would be late for the Bible study tonight.
我就跟着这两个孩子呢，就到了他的家。
So I followed this couple of brothers and sisters.
这个狗呢，看到了，这嬷嬷在那儿。
So.
Momo.
So I saw that my dog Momo was there.
一看是他，那个狗也非常高兴。
When I saw him, the dog saw me too, and he was very happy.
我呢说话要算话，我就给这个 reward 了。
So of course I had to keep my
promise. 然后我们就把狗呢就带回家了。
So I gave them the reward and brought the dog home.
我讲这个事情是干什么呢？
Why do I talk about this?
这说明了，当你呢有了一个孩子，当你呢领养了一个孩子，当你领养了一个宠物的时候
，This explains when you have a child, or you adopt a child, or even if you adopt a pet.
这是你的福气。
This is your blessing.
但是呢，这也是你的责任的开始。
This is also your responsibility, especially at the beginning.
你就要付出你的代价来。
You have to pay your price.
你就要养育他们，你就要保护他们。
You have to raise them and you have to protect them.
好，我们现在大家来念一段圣经，我念的就是约翰福音十五章一到八节。
Let's read some Bible verses together.
翻译念英文的时候呢，那个就不念中文了。我念中文的时候呢，就不念英文了。现在我们先请，你来念英文先。
Okay, we'll alternate between English and Chinese. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
好，继续。
Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
现在我念。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，住在我里面的，我也住在他里面，他就结出很多的果子，因为离开了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不住在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干了，人把它们拾起来，丢在火里烧掉了。我继续念，你们若住在我里面，我的话也留在你们里面，无论你们想要什么，祈求就给你们成就，这样你们结出很多果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我们大家做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊
，Lord，
今天是你的日子。
Today is your day.
今天全天下的你的儿女都在用心灵和诚实以及感恩的心来到你的殿中，来到你的脚前。
Today, all your children in this world are worshiping you with spirit and truth. And we came to your temple, and we worship you all together.
来敬拜你，来赞美你。
We worship you and we praise you.
愿你的国度能够扩展，愿你的名能够得到荣耀。
We pray that your kingdom will be upon us, and we pray that your name will be glorified.
求你今天赐下话语，来带领我们前面的脚步，走在你的旨意当中。
We ask that you to give us your words, so we will work with your words.
使我们得到造就，更有你的生命。
So we will have your life in us, and we will be sanctified.
使你的心能够得到满足。
So you will be satisfied at the same time.
得荣耀。
You will be glorified.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen. 这个约翰福音十五章一到八节，大家非常熟悉了。
I know we are familiar with John chapter 15, verse 1-8.
我相信啊，每个传道啊，大概都用过这一段圣经来讲过道。
I believe each single preacher probably has all preached on this verses.
我相信啊，我们在座的人大概听了这个道，大概也不止一次了。
And I also believe most of us sitting here who also have heard this about this preaching multiple times.
我们今天啊，我们大家再次的来领会神的这一段话。
But today, once again, I want all of us to
看看神在我们身上有他什么样的一个心意。
To learn about these verses and to see what heart God has given, what is God's will.
这段经文当中的第一个，他要讲到的就是主与我们有一个亲密的关系。
The first thing that we can get from these verses is about the intimate relationship between the Lord and us.
这个段经文，神是对谁说的？
Do you guys know whom is the Lord talking to?
是对信主的人说的。
He's talking to the believers.
他讲到什么呢？就讲到了主，讲到了门徒与主有生命的关系。
He talked about the disciples have a vital relationship with the Lord.
有什么样的关系呢？
What kind of relationship?
他是讲到这个关系就是葡萄树与树枝的关系。
The relationship is the relationship of the vine and branches.
我们信了主以后，我们就是属于神的了，我们就与神的生命就相连了。
After we believe in the Lord, we belong to Him.And our life is connected to him.
就是葡萄树跟枝子的关系。
It's the relationship between the vine and the branches.
彼得，保罗，在这个教会建立以后呢，他就指出了。
After establishing the churches, Paul pointed out.
他就是说，神的奥秘是在于基督。
The secret of God is in Christ.
而基督的奥秘呢，是在教会。
The secret of Christ is in church.
他把基督呢，比喻是教会的头。
He used the analogy here that Christ is the head of the church.
他把教会呢，比喻是教会的身体。
The church is Christ's body.
它是比喻我们这些门徒呢，是教会的肢体。
The disciples are the members or the limbs of the church.
神与门徒的关系呢，它的亲密度是大于家人之间的关系的。
The relationship between God and disciples is more intimate than the relationship between family members.
我们父母呢，跟子女的生命呢，是独立的，是分开的。
Our parents, the lives of children and children, the lives of children and parents are independent and separate.
我们家里边有爷爷，有父亲，有儿子，有孙子，等等等等。
We have grandfather, son, and grandson in the family.
有血缘关系。
They have blood relationship.
但是他们的生命呢是分开的，是独立的。
But their lives are separate and independent.
主与门徒之间的关系呢，是彼此是不能够分开的。
The relationship between the Lord and the disciples cannot be separated from each other.
葡萄树要是没有枝子的话呢，就不成为葡萄树了。
If the vine does not have branches, it cannot be a vine.
枝子要是没有葡萄树的话呢，就会枯死。
If the branches do not have the vine, they will die.
身体要是没有肢体的话，也没有意义。
If the body does not have the limbs, it's meaningless.
肢体要是没有身体的话，也是没有办法能够存活的。
If the limbs do not have body, they cannot survive.
葡萄树和枝子之间呢，身体与肢体之间呢，乃是一个内在生命连接的关系。主是我们的生命的供应者，我们是主生命的表现者。
The relationship between the vine and its branches, between the body and its member, it is a relationship of inner life connection. The Lord is our life provider, and we are the manifestations of His life.
葡萄树跟枝子说明我们和主是合而为一的。
The vine and branches show that we are one with the Lord.
在教会里面
Inside the church,
在属灵上面没有爷爷，也没有父亲，也没有儿子，也没有孙子。
Spiritually, there's no grandfather, there's no father, there's no grandson.
我们在座的，在属灵方面都是兄弟姐妹。
Everybody sitting here, spiritually, we're all brothers and sisters.
因为我们的生命是直接跟主连在一起的。
Because our lives are connected directly with the Lord.
不管是男女老少，都是兄弟姐妹。
Doesn't matter whether it's a male or female, we're all brothers and sisters.
Peter, Sarah, 是神的儿女。
Peter and Sarah, they're the children of God.
Alex.长老，他也是神的儿女。
Pastor Alex is also God's child.
在主里头都是一样的。
But within Christ, they are all the same.
为什么？因为我们生命是跟主是直接相连的。
Because our lives are connected to the Lord directly.
家里的。兄弟姐妹是有血缘，但个人的生命都不同。教会的弟兄姐妹没有血缘的关系，但有相同的神的生命。
The brothers and sisters in the same household, they are blood related. But the brothers and sisters in the church, we have the same life from the Lord.
好，这段经文讲的第二个问题。
The second point from these verses.
那就是主建立门徒这种关系，他的目的是什么？
Is what is the purpose of the Lord in establishing this relationship with His disciple?
我们来，大家一起来念这段经文。
Let's read this verse together.
就是所有按照我的名被造的，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所造的，所做成的。 荣耀。什么是荣耀？
What is glory?
我们很多人对这有点不理解，神就好像就是为了荣耀才创造这个世界，才创造了我们。
A lot of us may not understand. We may think that God created us for His glory only.
这个荣耀应该是怎么解释呢？
How do we explain this glory?
神是希望我们这些门徒，希望我们在座的门徒，要用自己的言行，能够在世人面前能够彰显出神的美德出来。
What is God hoping is the disciples who are sitting here can manifest his goodness with our own actions and with our own words.
神是要我们来彰显他的美德，这叫荣耀。
He wants us to manifest his goodness. This is the glory.
我们需要主，主也需要我们。
We need the Lord, and He also needs us.
神需要我们来为他结果子，来荣耀他。
God needs us to bear fruits for Him in order to glorify Him.
主希望我们结果子来荣耀他。
God wants us to bear fruits in order to glorify Him.
这个果子有几个特点。
Now there are several characteristics of this fruit.
这个特点很多，我今天就讲三个。
There are many characteristics, but I will talk about three of them.
我们先来念下面的这段经文，我们大家一起来念。
Let's read the Bible verse together first.
好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
And a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
A bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
So you will know them by their fruits.
就可以认出他们来。这个果子，它的一个外表，就是人家看到这个果子，就看到了神的生命，就看见到神的和基督的样式。
The shape of the fruit, or the experience of the fruit, when the people see the experience, the appearance of the fruit, they will know they will know this is the God's appearance as well.
看到这个果子就看到了耶稣。
When they see this fruit, as if they are seeing God, Jesus Christ.
我们在座的人，不信的人，见到我们就见到了耶稣。
When the non-believers see us, they are seeing Jesus Christ.
我们再来看他的第二一个，就是他的一个内在的品质，也就是他的属性和他的美德。
Let's look at the second characteristics, which is the inner quality of the fruit of life.
我们下面大家一起来念。
Let's read this together. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
是吧？这个是果子的一个内在。就是我们讲的属灵的果子，九种表现。
This is the inner quality of the fruit, the nine aspects of the fruit.
这就是神的目的，就是要让我们结果子。
This is the purpose of God, that we can bear fruits.
第三个。第三个就是果子的它的传承，它是传福音的。
The third characteristics is the inheritance of the fruit of life.
好，我们大家再一起来念。
Let's read the verse together.
我不愿意你们不知道。我好几次预先定了要到你们那里去，为了要在你们中间也得一些果子，无论是希腊人和是未开化的人，聪明的人或者是愚蠢的人，我都欠他们的债。
I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
神让我们结果子，就是让我们也要结果子。
God wants us to bear, wants us to bear fruits.
就是要去传福音，就是要带领人信主。
This is to preach the gospel and lead people to Him.
这个地方讲，在你们中间也得一些果子。
Here it mentions, in order that I may reap some harvest among you.
这就是说，我们在做的，我们在做的，我们要为主传福音，要使很多人带人信主。
This tells us that among us, we need to preach the gospel and lead people to Jesus Christ.
这个是主的跟我们建立关系的目的。
This is the purpose that.God established the relationship with us.
这段经文的第三个要想让我们表示的是，我们这个枝怎么样才能够结果子？
The third point of this verse is how a branch bears fruit.
结果子有两个因素。
There are two factors of bearing a fruit.
一个是神的主权。
First is God's sovereignty.
第二个是人的责任。
The second is God's people's responsibility.
我们先讲神的主权。
We'll first talk about God's sovereignty.
神的主权就是修剪。
God's sovereignty is about pruning.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
他就修剪干净，让他结更多的果子。修剪是让我们得更多的果子。
So the purpose of pruning is that we can bear more fruits.
修剪的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of pruning?
神知道我们有缺点，他也知道我们有潜力。他就用各样的方法来修剪磨练我们，使我们多结果子，在他手中成为合用的器皿。
God knows our shortcomings, and He also knows our potentials. He uses various methods to prune and sharpen us, so that we can bear more fruit and become suitable vessels in His hands.
这是神的主权。
This is God's sovereignty.
我来谈一次我的一个经历。
I'll talk about one of my experiences.
半个月前，我呢，从那个超市回家。
Half a month ago, when I was returning from the supermarket.
然后呢，我下车关门的时候呢。
When I left the car, I was trying to close the door.
我这个右拇指被这个车门夹住了。
My left thumb caught between the door and the car.
你们家住过没有？
I don't know if you guys had this same experience.
看起来有不少人夹过，他不是我了。
Seems that a lot of people had the same experience.
十指连心啊，这个真是痛得不得了啊。
The pain was very, very much unbearable.
痛了一下以后，慢慢有点不痛，麻了。那么我呢，一看这个手指呢没有破。
After a little while, the pain seemed to ease down, and I felt some numbness, and there's no skin breakdown.
那个指甲那个根部呢，有一个很细小的一个南线。
At the bottom of the nail bed, there's a little blood vessel.
那说明有点出血了。
So I know there's a little bleeding underneath.
我太太呢就赶紧去拿冰块呢，那个摆在那个毛巾里头包起来，就给我冷敷。
So my wife quickly went to get some ice wrapped in the towel and put it on my thumb.
我呢冷敷了半个小时。
So I did an ice pack for half an hour.
看看呢，好像没啥变化。
There was not much change.
我就不再那个冷敷了。
So I left alone.
那么到了这一天还能够过。
So the day went by.
晚上洗完澡呢，洗完澡以后晚上。
After shower at night.
我就发现我这个手有点肿了。
So I realized that there was a little swelling on my thumb.
那个指甲那个红那个蓝线呢，就变成有点是黑色了。
So the blue, the bluish on my nail, kind of became darker.
为了不影响睡觉呢，我就吃了一片 Tylenol.
So I took a Tylenol before bedtime.
当我躺下去以后，我就睡不着了。
But I could not sleep
感到痛
because of the pain.
但是呢，我也不想影响家人。
But I did not want to interrupt my family.
我就忍。
So I bared with the bared with the pain.
我也不知道几点钟才睡着的。
I did not know what time I went to sleep.
我起床的时候呢，比平常晚了一个小时。
I was awake an hour later than my usual time.
这时候我一看手呢，肿得更厉害了。
Then I realized my thumb was much more swollen.
然后那个黑的呢，那个面积也大一些了。
The black kind of spread it.
到了下午。
By the afternoon.
更加严重了。
It got worse.
我也没有办法处理。
I did not know how to take care of it.
你们知道我是个外科医生，我自己也没办法治疗自己。
You know, I used to be a surgeon, but I do not know how to take care of this situation.
我就跟我太太呢，就到了这个 Kaiser 看了那个 urgency.
So we went to
urgent care.
We went to Kaiser urgent care.
那个医生呢，就用一个器械呢，就在我指甲呢打了两个洞。
So the doctor used a little equipment and drilled two holes on my nail.
那个血呢，淤血呢就涌出来了。
So the blood came out.
然后就把那个血呢，把它挤的，基本上都挤出来了。
And he squeezed out the blood as well.
然后用药敷上，然后包起来，让我回家。然后呢，每天换药三天就可以了。
So he put some topical ointment and wrapped it, and told me to change the dressing three times a day.
大家有机会下面等一下来看看我这个手指。
So if you want to look at my nails, you can come up later.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's blessing.
我每天跟我太太呢，早上起来都要到外面去走路。
Every morning, my wife and I will walk outside.
我就在走路的时候，我就问我太太。
So I asked my wife when we were walking.
我说这件事情啊，是神在修理我。
So I told my wife, this experience is the pruning that God has given to me.
神通过这件事要让我学什么功课呢？
What does God want me to learn from this experience?
我太太想了一下。
So she thought a little while.
她说呢，神可能要你做任何事情都要谨慎。
She said, probably God wants you to be more careful with everything that you do.
这个话对不对啊？
Is that right?
对不对啊？
Is it right?
Always 对。Always right. 对。弟兄姐妹啊，我们吃东西是要吃的，但是不能乱吃。
Brothers and sisters, we can eat, but we cannot eat everything.
我们说话是要说的，但是不能乱说。
We can speak, but we cannot speak we cannot speak carelessly.
我们做事是要做的，但是呢，你不能够随心所欲的去做。
We have to do things, but we cannot do everything just by our hearts.
我是一个传道人。
I am a preacher.
更要谨言慎行。
Of course, I have to be more careful with what I do, with what I say.
阿门吗？这是我的一次经历。
This is one of my experiences.
这件小事是神的旨意吗？
Is this little experience God's will?
你可能小题大做了吧。
I think you're exaggerating it.
弟兄姐妹，发生在我们身上的不论是大和小的事情，没有神的允许是不会发生的。
Doesn't matter it's a big or small thing. Everything occurred on us. If there's no God's if there's no God permission, that will not happen.
没有神的允许的话，天上的麻雀是不会掉下来的。
If God doesn't allow, the sparrow will not land on the ground.
没有神的允许，我们头上的头发是不会掉的。
Without His permission, our hair will not fall either.
我这个头发掉了是神允许的。
My hair has fallen and.
我这个头发没有掉呢，也是神允许的。
There's still some hair left. It's per God's permission.
没有神的允许，魔鬼是不敢去试探这个约伯的。
Without his permission, Satan will not tempt Job.
没有神的允许，约瑟就不会受到那么多的迫害了。
Without God's permission, Joseph will not suffer.
主要用他的道来接近我们。
God uses His words to cleanse us.
他是借着环境，借着人事物，借着苦难来修剪我们。
He also uses the situation or different things and different materials or even hardships to prune us.
经过修剪，约伯呢，就从一个风闻有神的人就变成了一个亲眼见到神的人。
After pruning, Job became a person that can witness God. In the past, Job only heard about God, but after God's pruning, he truly witnessed God with his own eyes.
Yes. 经过修剪。这个约瑟呢，就变成更加的宽容、智慧，充满了属天的能力和生命。
After pruning, Joseph became more tolerant, more mature, more wise, and filled with spiritual power and life.
他保全了以色列。
He protected Israel.
完成了神的使命。
He accomplished God's mission.
不论大小事，都是神的旨意。阿门吗
？Whether it's small or big, it's all God's will.
大家要以后遇到事情都要想想，神在修剪我。
So in the future, doesn't matter what you encounter, you have to think God is pruning you.
管教它也是修剪。
Discipline is also pruning.
我们大家一起来念这段经文。
Let's read this verse together.
因为主所爱的，他必管教。为了接受管教，你们要忍受，因为神待你的好像待儿子一样。
For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
我们再来念这经文。
Let's read another verse.
我的道路也
是 higher than your ways, and my thoughts.Than your thoughts.
神为了使我们在他的圣洁上有份的，他知道什么时候来修剪我们。我跟你讲，这个修剪的时候是正道好处。
In order for us to share His holiness, God knows when to prune us.
看到了啊。有一位清教徒牧师啊 John Flavel 他说过一句话， 让一个基督徒在两三年间没有受过任何苦难的话，他就差不多没有用处了。
So John Flavel, a Puritan minister, said, let a Christian go 2 or 3 years without any suffering, and he is pretty much useless.
弟兄姐妹，我们这两三年有没有受过苦难？
So have we suffered during this past 2-3 years?
有没有受过？
Have we?
没有受过要警惕一点了。
If you have not, you have to be cautious.
受过的话就说明这是神要用你了。
If you have suffered, that means God is using you.
修剪和管教是一个祝福。
Pruning and discipline are also a blessing.
我们不知道神为什么要这样做。
We don't know why God does things like this.
为什么要使这些苦难发生在我的身上？
Why does he allow the suffering on us?
但我们深知神这样的修剪和管教我们有他的道理。
But we understand this kind of pruning and discipline.
我们要知道，神这样做是神对我们的一个祝福。
We ought to understand the reason he does this is a blessing from him.
现在有苦难的人听到这句话心里都好受一点吧。
I hope you will feel better and after you hear this if you are suffering at this time.
实际上呢，我跟你讲了，每家都有个难念的经，看起来都是蛮阳光的，实际上心里头都是蛮苦恼的。
We all know each family, when we look outside, they all look well, but inside they are all suffering.
听到这句话会得到安慰的。
I hope you will be comforted.
我这是讲的结果子当中的神的主权，一个就是要修剪我们，一个就是要管教我们。
This is God's sovereignty and to prune and discipline us.
现在我们讲讲门徒的责任。
And now we'll talk about discipleship responsibilities.
天天亲近神。
Get closer to God daily.
好，我们大家一起来念。
Let's read this together.
你们要住在我里面，我也就住在你里面。这个呢，上面这个红字的这段圣经呢，是新译本。
The...Abide in me and I will abide in you. It's from the New Translation.
Yeah. 下面呢也是、哦、它是和合本。
Remain in me and I in you is from the Union Version of the Bible.
这个里边有点不一样、哦、
There's a slight difference.
一个是讲在主里面，这是把这个是和合本讲在主里面，而这个新译本呢是住在主里面。
From the Union Version of the Bible, it says "in the Lord." From the New Translation, is "abide in the Lord."
有没有区别啊
？Is there any difference?
我们读经有时候真是要小心点。
We have to be very careful when we read Bible.
是有点区别的、哦、
There is some difference.
什么叫常在？
What is always present?
我的理解，常在就是得救的意思。就我们从属灵上来讲。
My understanding, always present means salvation from spiritual aspect.
我们信主了，主进来了。他在我们里面。
We believe in God and God comes to us.
我们得救了。
Inside us, we're saved.
什么叫常住呢？
What is permanent residence?
这就是成圣。
This is sanctification.
我们来念接经文，大家一道来念。
Let's read this
together. 人若
Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked.
这个常在呢，就像住旅馆一样的。我常常住旅馆， 但是呢，我经常呢就离开这个地方。
就是 always about
藏在就是说，就像一个人住旅馆。
It's like somebody who goes to the hotel.
哎，他常常去换旅馆，他又到别的地方去了。
When he travels to different places, he changes the hotels.
这个呢，没有家的感觉。
And it does not feel like a home.
而这个住在呢，就是呢，我们把主当成是我们的家。
Now this, when we talk about the permanent residence, we're talking about the God, we are in God, and the God is our home.
我们是天天地跟主在一起。
We are with him every day.
我们天天地跟主有一个交通。
We communicate with him every day.
我们是顺服主的引导。
We obey his guidance.
接受他的管教。
We accept his discipline.
这样我们就可以成圣了，这样子我们就可以结出属灵的果子来荣耀神了。
So we can be sanctified and we can bear the fruit of the spiritual fruit and to glorify him.
所以说爱神和行神呢，就是住在主里头的一个具体的一个表现。
So love God and carry out his words.Are the two manifestations of abiding Him.
在主里面是得救了。
We are saved in God.
住在主里面呢是成圣。
When we abide in Him, we are sanctified.
我们在座的我们都得救了。除了我们信主的人，我们都得救了。
All the believers sitting here, I know we're all saved.
但是我们有没有成圣呢？
But are we sanctified?
我们向这个方面努力。
We are working towards it.
我来讲讲一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
现在有高铁。高铁
There's a high speed rail.
台湾有，我去过台湾，台湾也有。
Taiwan has it.
大陆也有。
Mainland China has it.
但是大陆发展得很快。
But the one in mainland China.
我以前呢，每年都回大陆。
Faster, but I used to go to China every
year. 我常常坐高铁。
I often take the high-speed rail.
这个高铁呢，非常舒适。
It's very comfortable.
而且呢，空气也很好。
And has fresh air.
大家呢都很守规矩。
And everybody follows the rules.
在这个车上的人是不许抽烟的。
Smoking is not permitted.
如果你要抽烟的话呢，就要重罚。
If you smoke, you will have to pay a big fine or penalty.
如果呢，你屡教不改呢，就把你赶下车。
If you don't listen, then you'll be kicked off.
有的人实在忍不住了。
There are some people who cannot bear with not smoking.
所以说这些人呢怎么办呢？他就跑到那个车门口，就那个下车的那个门口。
So we went to the door.
等那个车子一到站呢，门一开呢，他就跳下去了。
Once the train stopped, they jumped off.
这个停车大概三分钟到五分钟吧。
It stops. The train stops about like 3 to 5 minutes.
他就利用这三到五分钟，他把这个烟瘾给过了。
So they use this 3 to 5 minutes to smoke.
我看到这个现象以后呢，就给了我一个启，给了我两点启示。
When I saw this, it remind me two things.
第一个呢，就是我们离开了主就会犯错误。
The first, it reminds me that we make mistakes when we leave the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们在主里面的人，不仅会感到平安，而且呢，我们是不会犯错误的。
Brothers and sisters, when we are in the Lord, we have the peace. We will not make mistakes.
而我们要离开主的话呢，我们不仅没有平安，而且我们会犯错误，会犯罪。
But once we leave the Lord, we not only have no peace, but also we will sin.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在背后论断人的时候，当我们在争名夺利的时候，当我们与人在争执的时候，让我们酒后驾车，让我们闯红灯的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we are talking about people behind them, or when we are fighting for fame and fortune, or arguments, or we're driving after being drunk, or running to red light.
夫妻吵架不吵架？吵不架是不吵架？
Do a couple argue?
我上次讲过，夫妻吵架不吵架？
Do they argue?
吵不吵？吵得厉害不厉害？有时候，我跟你讲啊，当你夫妻在吵架的时候，你们就不在主里面了。
I'll tell you, if a couple is arguing, they're not in the Lord.
你在主里面是不会吵架的。
If you're in the Lord, you will not argue.
所以说，你们俩吵架，你们俩那个时候都不在主里。
If you both argue with each other, you both are not with the Lord.
阿门吗？阿门不阿门？你不能说我在主里头，你不在主里头。我告诉你，吵起来，那个两人都不在里面。
You cannot tell the other that I'm in the Lord, you're not. When you argue to, when you are arguing, both of you are arguing, both of you are not in the Lord.
那个抽烟的那个人啊，他只有下车才能抽烟。他在车上他不能抽烟，这个车上他是不许抽烟的。他不能抽烟，他也不许抽烟，但他下了火车他就可以了。
The smoker who cannot smoke in the train, but once he gets off the train, he can.
我们在主里面是有平安，但是主有没有讲，我们在主里头是没有苦难的？神有没有这么说？
We have peace in the Lord, but does God say that we have no suffering in him?
主有没有这样子告诉我们？在我里面，你们是没有苦难的。
Does he tell us that in me that you will not suffer?
讲没讲？
Does he say that?
听过没有？
Have you heard about it?
主是讲在这世界上是有苦难的，但是你在我里面是有什么？有平安的。
The Lord says there is tribulation in this world, but you will have peace in me.
所以说，在主里面和不在主里面是非常不一样的。
So it's very different whether you are in the Lord or you're not in the Lord.
这是给我的第一个启示。
So this is the first reminder.
第二个启示，亲近主的关键是住在。
So the second reminder is to be close to the Lord. The key is to abide in Him.
主和圣灵在我们信主的时候就进到了我们身。就进到我们身体里头，一会都不可以离开的。
The Lord and the Spirit, they dwell in our body when once we believe them, they will never leave us again.
问题出在什么地方？
Where is the problem?
我们基督徒有时候呢是住在主里，有时候是不住在主里。
The problem is, as believers, we sometimes abides in him, and sometimes we do not abide in him.
我再问问大家，你们是不是有时候在主里面，住在主里，有时候不住在主里啊？
Now I want to ask you all.
还是 always?
Do you sometimes
在主里面
abide in him, and then you sometimes you do not abide in him, or you always abide in him?
都住在主里头，举个手看看。
If you always abide in him, you can raise your hand.
我跟你讲，我都没有。
I don't.
这要说实在话。
You have to be true to yourself.
住在主里就是亲近神，每日住在主里就是每日亲近神。
So if you abide in him, you are close to him.
这个是亲近神。
This is to be close to God.
人人天天要亲近神。现在
讲
每日经历神。
Now we talk about experience God every day.
我们大家来念接圣经，大家一起来念。
Let's read this verse together.
你们研究圣经，因为你们认为圣经中有永生，其实为我做证明就是这经。圣经是为基督做见证的。
The Bible is to testify for Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们千万不要把圣经和基督分开。
So brothers and sisters, we should never separate Bible and Christ.
你拿起圣经看的时候，
When you take the Bible and read it,
你就是应该认识我是在看到耶稣。
You should realize that I am seeing Jesus Christ.
我们不要把圣经跟耶稣分开。
We should not separate them.
读圣经的目的并不单单的啊，这个地方写并不是单单的为了明白道理，也不是单单的要遵守这个条规，乃是更重要的是应该要借圣经来认识并享受这一位丰满的基督。
Now the purpose of reading Bible is not only to understand doctrines or obey the rules, butMore important is to know and enjoy this full Christ through the Bible.
世界上所有的问题的解决的办法就是在圣经里。
The answers to all the worldly problems is in the Bible.
如果我们按照神的话去做的话，就能够解决世界上一切的难题，就能够为主做见证，就能够荣耀神。
If we can follow God's words, we can solve all the problems in this world, and we can testify for Him and glorify Him.
道理是这个道理，做起来容易不容易啊？
We can say this, but is it easy to carry it out? Or is it easy to act?
传道人在讲台上面讲起来。讲起来是慷慨激昂，对不对？听的人呢，哦，是。但是问题做起来容易不容易呢？容易不容易啊
？I know sometimes the preachers can preach all these words with excitement, but is it easy to carry out all his words?
关键是我的话也藏在你们里面，在哪个里面？在我们门徒里面。
The key is that my words abide in you.
讲道、听道、行道是合而为一的。
Preaching his words, hearing his words, and carrying out his words are all in one.
是不可分开的。
They are inseparable.
行道就是结果子。
Carrying out his words.
你能不能行道呢？
Whether you can or not carry out his word.
也就是说你能不能结果子呢？
That means if you can bear fruit.
关键的是神的话有没有在我们的心里面。
The key is if God's words abide in you or not.
有没有在我们这些传道人的心里面。
Is his words abide in the disciples' hearts?
有没有在听到的会众人的心里面？
Does it abide in the audience hearts?
我们读圣经或者听到是记在我们的心里头，还是记在我们的脑子里头？
When we read scriptures. or when we read his words, do we remember them in our hearts or only bring knowledge?
在心里头和在脑子里头一样不一样？
Bring knowledge and abides in your heart. Are they different?
有机会再讲。
We'll talk about maybe next time.
现在就关键就是说，神的话在我们心当中有多少？
The key is how much of God's words abide in your heart.
好，我们大家，我们请这个你来念这个英文。
So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you.For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
在这个地方讲到一个什么呢？无论你们想要什么，祈求就给你们成就。
Here it talked about whatever you ask, it will be given to you.
在这个地方呢，我就要问问大家，神有没有成全保罗的祷告？
I want to ask you all, does God answer Paul's prayers?
有没有答应他的祷告？
Did he answer his prayer?
有没有？
Did he?
保罗三次要神把这根刺拿走，有没有拿走啊
？Paul asked
God
three times to remove this thorn.
神有没有听他的祷告啊
？Did God listen to his prayer?
我们怎么来看啊？加尔文说得好。
Calvin said well.
神对保罗的祷告有两种答复。
God had two answers to Paul's prayers.
一种就是一个目的。他这个怎么讲呢？就是说呢，神呢就允许保罗的这个祷告，让保罗达到这个目的，把这一根刺给拿掉。也就是说呢，将保罗的刺挪去，达到保罗的目的。
One was the purpose to remove Paul's thorn to achieve Paul's purpose.
这是一个回答。
This is one answer.
第二个呢，神就给保罗应付难处的恩典的办法。
The other was the method God gave Paul a gracious way to deal with difficulties.
这两种虽然不同。但都成全了神的心意。
Although these two are very different, they both fulfill the Lord's will.
神有没有成全保罗的祷告？有没有
？Did God fulfill God's or answer Paul's prayers?
神讲我的恩典够你用。
God says, my grace is sufficient for you.
我没有把你刺拿掉，但是我的恩典够你用。
I didn't take away your thorn, but my grace is sufficient for you.
这句话不知帮助了历代多少的圣徒，很多人都是从这几句话得到了安慰和鼓励。
This specific scripture encouraged and helped many generations of saints, and many people.Were able to get comfort and encouragement.
今天你面对这句圣经，你是否认为神成全了保罗的祷告呢？
When you are reading this scripture today, what do you think? Whether God answered Paul's prayer or not?
有没有成全保罗的祷告？ 大家再说一遍。
Did he answer Paul's prayer?
有没有？
Did he?
哎，刚才摇头的，现在是点头了。
So some of you guys shake heads earlier, but now you nodded your head.
神是否成全你在有难处的时候的祷告呢？
Did God answer your prayers when you are suffering?
弟兄姐妹，我们在祷告的时候，我们有难处的时候，神有没有成全我们的祷告？
When we have difficulties and when we pray, does God answer our prayers?
有没有？
Does he?
有的摇头，有的点头。
Some of you shaked your heads and some of you nodded your heads.
记住，我的恩典是够你用的。
But remember, my grace is sufficient for you.
这句话就 enough 了。
This is enough.
无论我们，这句话不是帮助了历代多少的圣徒，很多人都从这句话里头得到了安慰和鼓励。今天你对这句话，你是否认为神成全了保罗的祷告？神是否成全了你在有难处时候的祷告呢？无论我们的环境有多艰难，遭遇有多痛苦，主的恩典都是够我们用的。但愿我们在这句话里有更多的实际的经历。
No matter how difficult our circumstances are and how painful we are, the Lord's grace is sufficient for us. May we have more practical experience in these words.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这句话神的恩典是够我们用的。关键的问题是，神的话要在我们的心里头。
My grace is sufficient for you.
好，
我们大家。The key is God's words must abide in us.
我们大家一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主啊，你是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Lord, you are the vine, we are the branches.
你在我们里面，我们也在你里面。
You abide in us, we abide in you.
这是何等的奇妙。
This is so amazing.
你用水借着道，借着你的话语。
With your words.
来洁净、修理、管教我们。
You prune and you discipline us.
使我们成圣，无可瑕疵。
So we can be pure and we can be sanctified.
你从来不使我们无辜受损伤。
You will not allow us to be injured with no reason.
而是定义叫爱你的人得益处。
But you want us to be benefit the one who loves you.
你托住我们，使我们这些连接于你的枝子能够结出果子，能够来荣耀你。
You hold us always, so the ones who are connected to you will be able to bear fruits to glorify you.
作为你的门徒。
As your disciples,
第一件事情我们要做的是
，The first thing we ought to do is
是天天读你的话
，is to read your words daily.
第二件事要做的是
，and the second thing we ought to do is
天天的把你的话记在我们的心中。
We ought to remember your words.
第三件事我们要做的是
，the third thing we ought to do is.
是天天通过祷告来与你沟通。
We are to communicate with you through prayers every day.
这样我们就能够行道，多结果子。
So, this way we can carry out your words and bear more fruit.
这样我们就能够天天地亲近你。
So that we can be close to you daily.
天天地经历你。
So we can experience you daily.
Amen.
Amen.